It's Friday, the 7th of March, and it's another wet and windy, overcast day. It's not raining at the moment, but it looks to things it hasn't long stopped, since everything is sodden wet. This kind of weather doesn't do my cold any favours. Need some dry, frosty weather. There's a little red pole sitting on the fence. The lovely wee birds are like small sparrows, if you like. In fact, they look juvenile. Even the adults look like juveniles. It's that kind of appearance they've got. But they're lovely wee birds. And they come down for the Niger seed. You're a wee bit late, pal, because although there's still plenty left for you, the goldfinches were down earlier and had their breakfast. That was the Rocky Gangster. I've noticed more and more since being out here in the garden in the mornings what goes on. We all know about the territorial attitude of the blackbirds, cock and hen. But I've seen so much more than that. The blue tits, they don't like other similar birds apart from chasing each other. They don't like the other wee birds coming, and they will actually chase him away from the feeders. And the great tits, they seem to get on with the blue tits, then they chase the dunnock. The dunnock shouldn't be chased by anyone, because it's such a lovely wee, quiet, conservative, mind its own business wee bird. I haven't seen the woodpeckers for a bit now. Probably just coincidence. I guess they're still coming down. I hope so. But anyway, it's a cold wind that's blowing this morning. Cold and damp. I think the forecast is for it to be, I can't remember now, miserable to start with and then brightening up. I think so, you know. Another great sleep last night, really good. What? Oh my goodness, I had a dream near the end before I woke. Well, I always dream, but oh, this was absolutely wacky. So crazy. People from my past, even one that I didn't like. Been feeling confused again. I know over the past week to 10 days I've noticed myself drifting a wee bit back into I can only describe it as a confused state, you know, thinking positive things, thinking negative things, and feeling that wee bit depressed, although I don't know how to be depressed about, and I thought I'd shook that off a while back. And it's not that I'm depressed, but something is not 100%. That's all I can describe it as. It's weird. Just totally weird. I'm just praying that it'll lift again and I can get back to all those positive mornings I've had for a long while. My arthritis in my hand, my right hand, is getting worse and worse. The thumb joint, you know, the bit that joins the hand, I can't remember what you call that part. That even at the moment, just holding my mug of tea is painful. And there's no weight on that thumb, it's being held by the other fingers, but the pain is there and I can't even squeeze out my honey pot. It's one of those squeezy bottles, like, shaped like a wee hive. Turn it upside down, skip a squeeze. I can't even do that. I can squeeze it, but when I release the pressure of the pain and the thumb, it can almost make me drop the ball. So now I'm squeezing out my honey with the left hand. But it's really getting worse and worse, and even grabbing simple things around the house is becoming more difficult. Aches and pains, I know, just getting old. I understand it all, and there's no guessing why I've got it. I just accept it. I'm just bringing it to my mind at this point. How bad it's getting. Loads of bulbs out in the herb garden as I turn round about, face it. My goodness, that's definitely tulips shooting well up, and chives, and oh, what's the other? Astrantia. Sure, that's what you call it. Even my Welsh poppies, that's the yellow ones. They're not flowers, just the growth coming up. And muscari, they're in pots. In fact, perfectly honest with you, the herb garden looks drastic as a herb garden at this time of year. It really does. But all the bulbs that are planted in there, they're all coming up wonderfully. Oh, look at the chives. Goodness grief. Looks so fresh. Well, they are fresh, of course. You know what I mean. Yes. Leaping and bounding everywhere. The harder I look, the more I see. Oh, for some sunshine and a dry spell. A couple of days would be just nice. Wouldn't it, Mr. Blackbird? Yes, you know, just said. You're looking well this morning. Beak seems to be ultra bright yellow. And his foliage is absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful. It's like soft down. Jet black. Of course, it's not jet black, but you know what I mean. as near jet black as you can get from a brown bird. He's walloping up the porridge that's left. Yes, see you. A gorgeous ring, that amber yellow ring around the eye. I love the way they cock their head to look at you. Yeah.